Hello everyone, welcome to our weekly podcast preview of Sydney Racing on Saturday, and we're back at Rose Hill. That's right, Rose Hill, the Lord Mayor's Cup. We've had rain earlier on in the week, and Paul Joyce does join us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, off to Rose Hill on Saturday. Look, fine weather, and again, some warm weather coming into Saturday, so I've done these tips for a genuine good four surface, and I'm confident that's where we'll land.
Yeah, look, at the moment, it's probably in the soft range, but today, Thursday, Friday, another warm day, a bit cooler on Saturday, but there's no rain in sight, so you'd think it'll improve over the next 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Still very, very dry up here, and no significant rain for as long as I can remember, so I'd be tipping a good four, and I'll be surprised if we don't get into that range.
All right, well, let's look at the quaddie with the nine-race card, and it does begin with the Lord Mayor's Cup, race number six over the 2,000 metres. There's probably a couple here that would like a little bit of rain. How do you see, Ecuador goes back to 2,000 metres?
Yeah, he does. He's on the quick backup from the Hawkesbury Cup last Saturday over the mile, and look, he looks the only leader here. I think Adam Hieronymus could have a picnic out in front here from barrier one. So I've got him leading and controlling the race. Can't see any other real pressure coming from anywhere except if one of the roughies down the bottom, like Loving Home or Soap, and sort of ran outside their usual racing pattern. So that's the way I've mapped them. I haven't got Ecuador on top. I've got him second just because he's been struggling to crack it for a win, and he is fairly short. So I went 4, 2, 3, and 7 for the quaddie. Look, I think number four, Allwood, can win the race, but I really want a positive ride here from this wide barrier. I think if the Chris Waller camp map the race the same way I have, they'll identify there is an opportunity to go forward. And I think Allwood, if he gets up on the speed and just tags Ecuador in the run, I think he'll have a superior turn of foot with the 5 kilo weight pull. So number four, Allwood on top. He's got terrific form at Rose Hill, and his form at the 2,000 metres, that's his pet trip. 6 starts for 5 wins and 1 second, and he's 2 from 2 over the 2,000 here at Rose Hill. So off a little freshen up, off a good barrier trial, I'm with the 4 Allwood to beat the 2 Ecuador, who is brave and will get all the favours up in front. He's won 6 starts here at Rose Hill as well, so he loves the track. Number 3 Morris, he's had 4 starts here at Rose Hill, never missed a top 2 finish, so this is his favourite track as well. He ran 2nd here in the Neville Selwood 2 starts ago. And number 7 goes in as our other quaddie choice here, Natoya. Now, she's open favourite. Now, she's never won on a good track. I know she ran 2nd in the JRA plate behind Tally, who will get a guide on going around in the Wagga Cup on Friday. But I just thought she was under the odds for a mare that's only won 1 from 9. But she has to go in the quaddie. But, yeah, I'll be betting around her for the win bet. 4, 2, 3, and 7 in the opening meet.
Yep, 4 on top, 2, 3, and 7. Race number 7, this is over the 1350. Crafty Cop has come out of this race. 9 to line up at this stage, Paul, over the 1350.
Yeah, so that took a bit of speed out, Crafty Cop. We're left with Special Missile going forward. Should get a reasonably good run. Peacock drawn wide. I think they'll have to press the button on him early and go forward. And the other one, Bolero King, drawn out a bit. But just in general, an even sort of pace. I went 4, 7, 1, 9, and 6. 4 on top, Special Missile. Yet again, horse that loves Rose Hill. 3 starts here for 2 wins and a placing. Now, that placing was 2 starts ago behind Osborne Bulls, went 3rd. So he comes here ready to rock and roll, 4th up off a spell. This is the horse that strung about 5 wins together last prep. So once he strikes form, he holds it. Got a lovely gate, got the claim for Blake McDougall, and he loves these good track conditions. So plenty to like about the 4 Special Missile, in particular the price. So they're betting about $6. With tab.com.au. That's because number 7, Serene Miss, is so short. She's around the $2 mark, obviously coming off that booming win in the provincial championships final. She's won 6 from 7. Will she get the speed here enough to be able to storm home over the top of them? That's my only little niggle with her, but obviously she's hard to rule out, and you want her in your quaddie. One tougher than the rest, now with Chris Waller, formerly with Keith Dryden and Scott Collins. He's trialled well. He's got barrier one. His overall form, very hard to fault, so he goes in at double figures. Number 9, Peacock, he's sort of bordering on double figure odds. He has to go in. He's been racing in top form of late, knocked over Tribal Wisdom 2 starts back. And the 6, Valadero, strong first up winner at the midweeks at Warwick Farm, so he goes in off a lovely gate. So 4, 7, 1, 9, and 6, covering a few bases, but we've got a bit of value there.
Blake McDougall gets a couple of kilo off there too as well, gets to 56 kilos, which can prove important. So 4, 7, 1, 9 and 6 in race number 7. Race 8, the Schweppes Handicap, Thy Kingdom Come has come out of this one due to a wide draw number 10. So again, it feels a field of 11 here over the 1,500.
Yeah, I think Thy Kingdom Come may be running at Wyong today, and he was actually in my numbers, so it's just mucked up my quaddy a little bit here. We'll go 9, 4, 8, and 2 at this stage, so 9, 4, 8, and 2. Number 9 on top of Woke, look, she struggles to hit the line first. That's my problem with her. She's had 8 starts on good track for only 2 seconds, but she did run 4th in a flight stakes behind Global Glamour. That was a 3-year-old. She's now only 4. Her first up run at Kenzo over 1,300 was a real eye-catcher. Behind Thard, she hit the line hard, and there looks genuine pace and pressure up front here. So number 9, Awoke, goes on top to beat the 4, Cool Winnie. Now, he's a horse who does a bit wrong. He likes to pull in his races, but there looks good speed here. I think if Adam Hieronymus can get him to settle out the back, he's a horse who arguably could have nearly won the provincial championship final. He was badly held up in the straight, and he was also found plenty of trouble in the heat. So he's just a horse that when it all clicks, he'll come out and win a race like this for sure. Number 8 goes in, Solo Mission. Don't know what to make of him. He's an import. He's been gelded first up for Chris Waller. No trial. Very unusual for Chris Waller to put one in without a trial. But there's been money around for him, so he goes into the mix. And the 2, Arantini, she'll get a lovely run off that gate for James Innes Jr., so it goes in for 4th pick. 9, 4, 8 and 2.
Righto. The last is the Ascot Sprint over the 1,200 metres. Test the World's come out. It's running at the Gold Coast, number 1. Magic Alibi has come out of this, number 4. And Smart Amelia down the bottom, number 14. They're the 3 earlies as we record this podcast, 1, 4 and 14. And Crafty Cop Paul runs in here from, well, it drew barrier 3 and it'll start from that, or start from barrier 2 now at this stage with the scratching of Magic Alibi.
Yeah, exactly. So he finds the front here, and he snuck his way into my numbers as a result of that. I like to have the leader in the last leg if I can. It definitely takes a bit of stress out of watching it. So we've got 13, 6 and 3. On top here is number 13, I Am Serious. She trials like an extremely smart horse. So she did it last prep and she got beaten first up, but she did run second there behind Perizada, who ended up, of course, going on and winning some sort of black type races. So first up this time, she trialled super at Canterbury. She's got barrier 1. She maps beautifully for Jay Ford on the low weight of 54.5. So I've got her clearly on top. And you can get about $5. I think she's worth a decent win bet at that price. But for the quaddie, we'll also put in numbers 6 and 3. 6 being Bonhomie, who comes through the provincial championship final. Loomed to win that, but probably didn't see out the 1,400. So drops back to 1,200 here, which looks perfect. And, of course, number 3, Crafty Cop, who I think will be out in front. We'll have him in as well, just in case they can't catch him. So 13, 6 and 3 in the last leg. And Andrew, we're $24 for 10%, so we've just edged over the budget, but I think we can afford the $4 this week. So $24 for 10%.
Yeah, we soon certainly can after last Saturday. So there are the numbers at this stage. Paul, of course, will be back on Saturday morning live if there's any updated scratchings at 10 o'clock, 10 till 10:30 with his updated. But there gives you a head start for the legs of the quaddy. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you then.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for the return to racing. It's Lord Mayor's Cup Day at Rose Hill on Saturday.